Unit 13. Crime and Punishment. Almost everyone accepts the fact that crime can never be wiped out entirely. Thus, control of crime becomes the focus of police and governments around the world. The question lawmakers must answer is, which system of criminal punishment works best for society? Each country has developed its own ideas for solutions to this question, and these solutions then determine how criminals are punished under different systems. However, none of the current systems in use has proven 100% effective. There are many ideas regarding punishment of criminals. Some systems look only to get retribution against criminals. These systems work to frighten criminals away from repeating a crime in the future. These systems also try to deter others in society by using the criminal as an example of what can happen to a person if he or she is caught committing crimes. Rehabilitation is another philosophy by which many systems of punishment operate. The goal of these systems is to return a former criminal to society after a required period of treatment and training, usually in prison. The idea is to try to help change the person's behavior and approach so that he or she becomes a law-abiding citizen. Capital punishment is another form of punishment which systems use in extreme criminal cases, sometimes involving such crimes as murder, rape, and violent theft. In these cases, the person is put to death. Today, capital punishment is used in relatively few countries. Many countries have done away with it. In others, capital punishment remains only officially in law books but is rarely used. However, capital punishment remains in use in some countries, including the United States. When looking at the number of crimes committed, the effectiveness of any of these forms of punishment comes into question. In the United States, for example, 80% of the people arrested each year are male, and the majority of these are young men or boys. One-third of all auto thefts, robberies, and burglaries are committed by young men under the age of 18. Generally, young people have less responsibility in society, so they risk losing little if they are caught in a criminal activity. However, it can also be argued that today's youthful criminals do not fear the punishment they will receive if caught by police. Current methods of criminal punishment do not serve the purpose of deterring young criminals in the United States. A major problem with the current system of rehabilitation in the United States is that most criminals return to crime after they have supposedly been rehabilitated. Two-thirds of those caught by police each year are repeat criminals. As a result of this fact, many people feel that rehabilitation of criminals is a lost cause. Since the late 1970s, many see retribution as a preferred punishment in criminal cases in the United States.